9 o'clock. Everybody ready? We ready down on the end down there? She got us going.
All right. So we have notice hereby given. Commissioner's Court of Orange County, Texas, will hold a workshop session on Tuesday, February 10th at 9 a.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom, Orange County Administration Building. Workshop session purpose: discussion and possible action concerning Precinct 2 building repairs, or consideration to relocate JP2 office to a different county-owned property and or other. Is that good? Is that the
and or other?
That sounds good.
Because it's all under your name. So
yes, sir. I'll take the blame for all of
it. There you go.
So for the last year or so, Judge Jenkins and I have been looking at ways of trying to find ways to get that office some more room. It is extremely crowded for the amount of people they have in there. And a couple of different options have come up through the conversation. And I'm not entirely sure where Kirk's on this. I hope he's got some miraculous solution.
I just came here, boss, in case you needed some answers on something.
Moral support.
Well, one option has been discussed is moving JP2's office to where the Veterans Administration's office is at. And when that conversation first came up, I thought there would be room in that building that Mark and them were in for everybody to be in there, for the Veterans office and the JP to be in there. But I think with the way that Kirk's got some of this laid out, I don't think there was room to keep both of them in there. So then we talked about possibly building the Veterans office a new building at that location just for them on some property we own. But one of the goals in this for me is to try to relieve the burden of property insurances and upkeep and maintenance on the county. So building a new building is not necessarily optimum for me. Something else I thought about this morning was, what about if we move the commissioner's office to where the veterans office is at, and put the veterans office where the commissioner's office, because there's several unused offices in that building, that substation. Just throwing that out there.
Say that again, one more time, run that by one more time.
The substation in Marysville, my office is there, the commissioner's office is there, and there's three or four other offices in that building that are unused. The sheriff's department uses one of them sporadically. So there's quite a bit of office space in there that's not used. And would there be enough room in the veterans building now for the commissioner's office to be housed there too? And then put the veterans office at the substation in Marysville.
What if we move the veterans office to the old credit union? Plenty of room right there.
Ideally, I hate to move the veterans office, because Mark has told me that the guys have gotten pretty comfortable there.
Well, and I think that, you know, for that location,
I don't think there's a wrong answer. We just all need to get together and get on the same page.
Is my concern with moving the veterans here, and it's just been we have kind of mentioned that before, but that area out there is just centrally located in the county. That's just our most centrally located piece of property. And I think it would be, just in my mind at least, a pretty big lift to move that. Not to move them over here. I mean, it's easy to move them over here. It's just, how would that be for our veterans and their ability to be able to get there and get to it? Because we are, as Johnny, as Commissioner Trahan likes to say, this is the far right side of the campus.
I think I just say the right side.
Let's just leave it right side.
The far right side.
The far part out of there.
The right side of the county. So, anyway.
Well, granted, but it is the county seat as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I don't know if we were gonna move the veterans office, I think this would be a better location than more Eastfield. But I agree with you. I'm not necessarily sold on moving it. Surely we can find another solution.
Well, that's the purpose of this.
So what do we got laid out in your drawings here?
Well, Judge, what I had figured up on the property that we already have out there at 1442 is to add on to the veterans building on the south side, 40-foot by 45-foot, give us 1,800 square foot, giving enough adequate space for the veterans office. And that would give Chad an additional 1,600 square feet inside the veterans office, because what they got is 2,066 square feet, giving them about another 1,600 square foot. But it would give enough adequate space for the constable, for storage, for evidence, plus his office and all the layout for the court and jury room in the existing VA building.
All right. So when you're looking at, I'm trying to see if I'm saying upside down, sure, like you, So what do you got? I can tell where the courtroom is. I'm feeling pretty good about the courtroom.
Let me show y'all this. Let me do this. Okay. This is something Kurt and I worked on together.
Does that match this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's just
other than it doesn't have that one building on the end.
There.
Okay.
Because I couldn't get it big enough to read it. And I'm not smart enough to work all that stuff. You know,
Looks like.
That's all right. I got it all in one.
You
place.
Got it all.
So Kurt, Commissioner Trahan and I are looking at this. The add-on addition is on the left.
Yeah, it'd be next to the transportation. There's a picture.
Over here
is the picture that has some red lines on it.
We're looking at your schematic here.
I'm looking at the drawing right. Come show me quickly. Just so I'm sure.
Well, this doesn't
match this. This looks like this is my old wall. This is the addition, but maybe that's not right.
Where's the?
I cut it off.
Yeah, I was just saying.
I cut it off.
You know, I'm usually pretty good at matching up colored pictures, but you know.
You see, you know, these human communication people, they can mess up.
Okay.
I cut all the
extra offices. Yeah, I did too.
So this one, if I'm looking at it, you've got constable here, storage.
This way towards transportation.
And it'll
be coming off that.
What is this one?
I guess this
at the very back?
That's Mark's office.
Okay, so that's Mark's in the back?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Work area up front, reception in the middle because we're coming in the front door, seating. Bathrooms and
this over here is all the
so are we add an additional here.
No, that's what's in there.
Okay, I've never been in the one. I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you.
And that's one of the issues with looking at this restrooms.
Yes,
with facility here. One of the problems that JP2's office got now is they don't have a public restroom. They have to walk through offices to get to the public restroom. And somebody actually defecated in the floor in there last year.
All right, so we got this. So this is the add-on section right here.
So the old court would become the constable and the JP. And
so is this
add-on to put the.
So this is the add-on section right here.
Yeah, I cut off the deck. The rest of
the building. And so how big are you saying that add-on is?
40 foot by 45 foot.
I think some more comes this way, Judge. But
well, a bunch more. What do you got that we're not seeing?
Yeah, what's up? What's not on this picture?
We got the restrooms, the lobby.
The lobby.
What is this?
That's my
so there'd be a bathroom in the lobby down here.
So they don't come in here?
A new bathroom in the lobby.
No, that's just a window. Huh?
Well, it's separate for the...
Come in here.
I heard the whole lobby.
What's this stuff?
Where's the door after the constable's office?
This is like a conference area for them.
That shows to be a window. That shows to be a window. He just didn't draw all that.
I don't know what's going to happen. If it's raining, people can come in here. I don't want to build what you need. I mean, half the day is what you need 5 years.
Right now it's raining. We have snow outside in the rain.
Better at least up your space.
This is an office where we have to have a storage area for our files. This is smaller than it is.
What kind of cost are you
doing? One more. His veteran files will be back here.
Veteran files will
be
in the back.
Yes, sir. It would be all, and I cut it off because I couldn't get it off.
Probably
off the roof. And this could be our jury.
The building itself and two, probably being under the jury. And then if we put it together,
this forward is more
than Mark. Yes, sir. And add more.
100 to 125.
One option.
Yeah.
It's probably the best option.
But
I think
so. No, that would be everything that you just buy as we go.
200,000.
I don't know. I've been seeing this stuff on Facebook on these companies, 40 by 60 metal buildings for $25,000.
Don't believe everything you see on the internet,
Kurt. Oh,
come
on, now. I read an article about you.
You can believe that.
Believe that one?
Well, I'm sorry, I was listening. What did he say?
No, I'm just making funny, boss.
I'm sure it's recorded.
It kind of sounds like a retraction, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think he said it, then he tried to retract it.
He tried to walk it back.
I said that out loud.
Yeah.
Right?
That was my outside voice, not inside voice.
So to do this, because look, it's all a great idea, it's a great plan, but we need to know the money, you know, because it's going to be something that we would have to probably budget going into next year to be able to do that. So here's the thing, is that we've got a building that you're currently in now, Judge, and that is in horrible shape. And we either spend $100,000 to try to get it decent, and it's still not going to be big enough. Or we can spend $150,000 and have something a lot nicer and a lot better and more convenient, because, honestly, your court is in a bad location for Precinct 2. You know, you're almost in Precinct 3's back door. So,
and with the growth in the county, the way that I see the growth, the way we all think we see the growth, mm-hmm. that could very
it's
easily
going
be
way.
Drawn out of.
Yeah, that's the only way we can go.
That's it.
It's the only direction we can go. When I'm talking about the county as a whole to be able to grow, I mean, we're.
Right, but the census, the lines get redrawn on the census, that could easily get scooped into one or three over there.
Yeah. So I think that looking at it, number one is if we could get an actual.
Yeah.
All of it. Maybe you shrink it down a little bit.
Well, I got a picture of it. I can email it to y'all.
Yeah, and then that way we can kind of get some. Because I think to be able to make the right decision down the road, one way or another, is we need an estimated cost on a remodel of what we have, and if we expanded where you're at. But there's really no room for expansion. But we need to be able to compare those numbers, and then what it's going to cost us to do this. In those numbers, because that's really what we all know it makes sense to do it. Okay, it's just we got to make sense of the numbers, the money, and then.
Well, Mark, let me ask you this, because you and I hadn't talked about moving the veterans' office to Mauriceville, because I just thought about it really this morning coming in here.
You're going to cut off a lot of veterans.
Why?
If you do that,
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just curious as to why.
I get this once a week. I drive past your office every day, and I don't know where it's at. If we put it up in Mauriceville, then you're going to cut off Bridge City. And a lot of times with that, you kind of create, I hate to say this, but new VSOs. And then there's a problem. Because it's quick and easier to find a VSO that's in Bridge City that's not trained, but he thinks he's a VSO. Veteran Service Office.
Okay.
So a central location is the best option for the veterans. The veteran office, 1442.
Well, that weighs heavily on me, but it also we also have to, in my opinion, consider the rest of the county taxpayers as well. I mean, everybody else in the county. We've got to look at this as a whole, and we can't isolate one group. And so, whatever decision we make has got to be based on the JP's office or the veterans or anybody else. We've got to look at it as a whole. Would it be such a burden on them that you don't think they would be able to find it or move or go to that location? I mean. How many people are y'all seeing a week? You said 50?
Yeah, probably about.
Well, you know, in my opinion, if you go to move the veteran's office, this would be the best.
This would be a better location.
I think because it's across from the courthouse and everything else.
Yeah, I disagree.
I'm not necessarily in favor of moving the veteran's office. I think the best case scenario is to add to this building, keep him where he's at, and do everything. But if you were going to move him, I think this would be the best location. We have it available. It's where we have commissioner's court. It's right across from the courthouse.
And basically, you'd push all the veterans from the Bider area to Beaumont.
Yeah.
That's basically what you're going to do.
You're
going to segregate.
So
every
like
place
I said,
you
the best
move,
case
you're going
to
segregate.
I agree with that.
I think the best place moving forward is just about the other look. And everybody's got it. You know, everybody's going to have separate opinions on it. But looking at it from the feasibility standpoint, doing the expansion here is probably the best.
Right here,
you stay where you're at. That's where you've been for a long time. They know that it is centrally located,
but basically,
building something over here to get Precinct 2 Judge Chad what he needs and to be able to do it, because you are very limited in what you have over there. And I just personally, I hate to see us drop $100,000 on a building That's bad. That's in bad shape.
I can support
and
that.
And we still
that's
wouldn't
that's
get.
That's putting lipstick on a pig. Is that a,
I'm saying we still wouldn't get what we need out there. We still wouldn't get the services that our citizens need in that building. And if safety comes into play, which it does every day more and more, there's just that. That's a hard building to secure. Where this one would be a lot easier.
Basically, what we need is a little firmer, which I know they always move, but a little firmer figures on adding on to the 14.
Yeah. So if you can. I think that's what we would need moving forward is get those costs, Kurt, for us associated with this add-on. I think we're all leaning. That's probably the best direction to go. We just need some numbers to be able to say, this is what we want to do, and this is what we're willing to spend.
We're saying the add-on is going to be the veterans' office.
Right.
Period. Yes, the add-on will be the veterans', and you think that it's better to connect it. I know we had originally one time talked about maybe a standalone building.
Where's the restaurant?
It's going to be on the south side.
That's the side that's not.
Yeah, you don't. It's not in the front.
Use your imagination. Over here on the right.
Yeah, this goes this way, and it's over here.
I will send y'all a PDF of the full layout from the computer.
Just, I guess, being devil's advocate for a second, if we're going to do an add-on to move the veterans in there, is there not a way to do the layout on the inside where the veterans just stay where they're at, and the new part is what JP moves into? That way we're not moving two different offices?
Well, it's how to accommodate the JP court,
right?
And to accommodate the constable, plus his staff, plus the courtroom, plus the jury room, and all that. The way it's laid out, it fits their footprint a lot better than it would for Mark to move over there. It would be easier to build another building for Mark to utilize the space that he would need, and we would downsize him because he doesn't need 3,600 square feet for two people.
Right. No,
I think the JP's office would end up wrapping around him if we left him where he was at versus having some kind of
What about the JP's office that we've got now, that building? What happens to that building if we move forward with this? Are we able to get that off of some way off?
So we're looking. I know that that property was donated by the Odom Foundation, Odom family, years and years and years ago. There is something we need to get the details on it. I don't know if it says, okay, if y'all abandon it as a court, it goes back to the family. Or if it's, or can we continue to use it like Hershey? Can we make some kind of just a storage facility out of it? We need to read the details of how that deed is. Because really, most of those people that do that, they put some kind of restriction in there.
When I was a kid, it was the precinct two barn.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Am I right, Kurt? I'm not talking out.
So it's had other things in it other
then,
than.
JP2 office was connected with that. It was a little bitty white building, one desk.
Okay. And things have changed tremendously.
Okay. But yeah, so as long as we make sure of that.
What
we
call Road Bridge was actually there.
There also wasn't an overpass.
Correct.
The appraisal district has the county owning, I think, like 3 acres of land there. Mm. We don't have it. I think there's some mess up on the when the deed was done or when it was turned over to the county. So the footprint is a lot different than what the appraisal district says, but I do have the original deed for the property, and I will check all the language on it. If I get any confusion on it, I'll get with Denise and make sure that we're apples and apples on it before we give you the information on the what we would have to do with it afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, if we have some kind of a use for it that could be like a storage type of a deal or something like that, or use that land for stuff that we need to park on, but if not, then I'd just as soon it go back to them. Because we don't need to,
Chad
don't need
at
to
one
have
time,
it if we're not going to use
our
it.
Our insurance costs are not going to do anything but continue to go up unless we can remove things from the inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You could take and build another building at that location. You take their parking awning out, and then you build a new building wider, about the same length but wider, give them more square footage behind it while they're still operating that other building. Then once the other building's finished, then you tear down that building, and that makes all your parking in front of your building.
But what do we need another building for?
Right, when we've already got square footage over here that Mark and them aren't using it.
No, I'm talking about for like JP2. If you didn't want to do anything at 1442, leave the building as is for Mark.
Right.
No, if we're building new, we need to build.
Well,
a
it would be a brand new
consistent
building at two, but if you
but
didn't
then we
want
still
to move,
have 2,000 square foot over here at this building that we're not using.
Yeah, but we'd tear it down.
No, I see what he's saying. He's talking about if we didn't want to move at all, we build another building behind this.
I'm sorry. I thought he was talking about
behind it, build a new, and then tear that front end.
Yeah, down. That gives you
but
all your parts in front of your building.
To your point earlier, at some point that census is going to catch up with us on redistricting whenever they redo our count, our deal.
Lines.
We're close.
But we're still right building now. A 45 by 45. We're building a much bigger building.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're having to build
a
bigger.
I think adding on is the better.
And the building is there now. The Mark and Emery is in good shape, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, just from
previous.
Yeah, I mean, we will have to do some remodel to make it for the commissioners, for the court.
Right, but we're not fighting roof leaks over there like we're fighting JP2 or jail or
something. To me, that's what we need to do is just get our pricing on that and what it's going to cost to do that expansion.
Okay.
And
drawing with all of it.
Yeah, shows all this. Yeah, if you're going
to
leave off.
I want you to use your imagination.
If you're going to leave off a piece, let's leave off the pieces there.
Because
we know it's there.
I can't believe I did that.
Mark, with the new health services building, Jim, there's going to be one. Is there going to be a benefit to the veterans?
Yeah.
Will they be able to use that? Having all that located right there, is that going to be beneficial to your office?
It definitely will.
Really? That's all the more reason to keep them there.
That's true.
Yeah.
A lot of my veterans are indigent.
Sir?
Yeah, there are a lot of indigent. Yeah, so that would be a good health care.
Yeah, maybe one day we can build a jail out there and centralize everything on this spot.
Yeah, you find that bond issue.
Yeah.
That $180 million.
Well, I thought it was 95 last night, is what I told him.
That one they just built in Chambers County and all.
Yeah, we can maintain
right
the jail for a long time.
$45 million. And it ain't big enough for ours. They're smaller. They're 250 beds. We're 300. So, yeah.
Well,
that's going to require some kind of a bond issue at some point for that to happen,
right.
Or the state's going to have to come in with some grant funding. But that's separate from what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So
we
got to keep on
point.
Me either.
So y'all are on page as far as the square footage for Mark's.
Yeah.
Is that
square footage? We don't have a floor plan because somebody printed it for
him.
It's
a good floor plan.
I'll vouch for you.
The picture in my mind says it.
Well, think about it.
I'll vouch for you.
And mainly,
for what he
it was.
Yeah,
nice.
Mark thought
I
good.
Liked it. I'm on board with that.
For what he does.
Well, and I think that the what we have with this expansion is, you know, we certainly want to make it better for JP2. And your court and stuff that you have out there, so that it's better. But we don't want to shortchange our veterans at all when we do this.
And nobody wants
to
do that for anybody.
We want to make sure that we maintain that or improve what we have out there for that, and I think this will do that. I just need dollars.
Need dollars.
Judge, if y'all look at the actual Google Earth picture here,
mm-hmm.
in the parking lot,
that
facing by 1442,
parking
if we take out those two curves there, that will give us two more parking spots.
Yeah.
After calculating the parking spots at JP2 and what Mark utilizes per day and all that, we would have adequate parking. The only thing that would be different would be when he would have a jury trial, and depending on how many other people would actually show up at the court.
I think we'd have to have dedicated parking for veterans so that it was just
well, that it would be more.
Yeah, I think. The parking would, because it would be in front of that tree now, so
yeah.
It'd be veterans.
We just mark a couple.
Yeah, that tree.
The tree's gone.
We just mark a couple.
Tree's gone.
There for veterans. Officers
if we needed more parking, Kirk, how that other tree on the opposite end from where the veterans add-on is going to go? Is that where that well's at?
Yes, sir. That's
so
correct.
We couldn't put more parking over there.
No, but we own all the property.
Yeah, we own all
the
all this, right?
Yes, sir.
We go all the way to the.
So where does electrical and other utilities come in at?
In the back.
In the back, okay.
So
there's not no utility moving. We have no major utility moving of any kind.
No, because the biggest thing was the sewer. Of course, y'all don't have the drawing, but I have all the restrooms.
We clarified that.
The restrooms and the kitchen part would be all on the one side. That way, the limited on plumbing work to try to keep it all uniform because the septic system's right in the back there.
Do you have any idea what kind of cost we're looking at on the remodel part of the existing building? Not, I've got a number in my mind for the add-on.
I don't know because all of it would be done in-house. The biggest thing I looked at on this project was for, I told Chad, is that there, we don't have a time frame on this because they're not out of a building.
Yeah.
So this would be something that will take time to build, and once it's finished, it's done. But if you set a time frame, we then we'd have to hire out somebody to do all of it because we won't have enough people to be able to do it in an adequate time frame.
Well, again, like I said,
on the cost side of it, we got to find the money first.
Well, anyway, but whatever we have on that, yeah, there's no doubt that we don't have a budget, so we would have to put it into the budget for next year, which starts October 1st. So as soon as construction could start, if we decide to move that direction, it's going to be October 1st.
Yeah.
You don't think we can find some contingency to help with some of that?
Well, I hate to make that move there. I mean, we can. Just the court sits here, not just me. But
now let's get a number.
We need a number. Because we have some other stuff that we've set that contingency back for on our road stuff. I hate to pull that out.
Pre-budget or what?
We agree to
it,
and then pre-budget.
Yeah, well, it'll be a rough number, of course, you know, because by the time we get ready to pull this, it would, prices would probably change from just some construction fees and stuff.
I mean, so you could take the tree out.
Yeah, we can get Roden Bridge to take that out.
Yeah, okay. Precinct
2, right? Precinct 2,
I'll make that happen, Dirk.
Hey, there you go.
Can I just go cut it down myself?
Absolutely. Yeah, just get firewood.
Get us some numbers. And then that way we can look at that moving forward. Get us a good
drawing.
A good drawing.
Good drawing.
With the layouts on it so we can do. And this, and then again, look into what our possibilities are for that other piece of property.
All right.
You want to do it smaller, just make it attached to this and we can put it together.
Well, y'all can throw those away. I scrolled.
You're going to send it to us. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to email you a PDF. You can do whatever you want.
You got access to these printers like this. Unless you have one.
I got one.
Well, there you go.
All right. Court bought me a new one. That's where that came from, because my other one.
Thoughts, Judge?
No, I appreciate your concerns because, you know, we're kind of, you know, like you brought up, just go get the security. You know, the security issues that we have. The lobby is 5 foot wide, 10 foot long. Two people in mine. No offense, Commissioner Trahan, to get in there and stand. You can't open the door.
He looked at me first.
And so,
you're just taller.
Yeah, I did. I went. I have to work with him a little more than you. But anyway, don't say that, please.
I gotta get three.
But
I know your mama tried.
I did. Yeah, your mama tried.
She's a sweet lady. She tried hard.
And then, like Kurt said, no public restroom. A lady has to go in and don't open the door. You know, we're running, well, almost 7,000 cases. I run those numbers for you last
7,000 cases?
Yeah, exactly. 6,809 through JP2.
Hey, so let me ask, and you probably, you may have the number in your head, you may not, but when y'all went from the 10,000 cap to the 20,000 cap, deals, do you know what your increase was?
I'm
going to
say probably 23%. Okay. You know, roughly. You know.
I need that whenever we go to Austin this coming session. We're going to have to have that.
Unfunded mandate.
And I can get those numbers if you want.
Yeah, I would love to have that comparison because I think when we go this year, depending on what they do with this other stuff, we're going to need some.
Right.
We're going to need some
extra assistance.
Yes. You know, like I said, we get two people in there. We can't even hold the door. I can only, one of my clerks can only handle one person at a time. We're the only JP court in the county that can only service one person. All the rest can do more. So they come into my office. There's no privacy. If I'm sitting there talking to any of y'all or anybody doing an emergency detention order like that, everybody in that lobby can hear every word we're saying. And so, you
know, there's no doubt the need
no
is
doubt
there.
Right.
And so, you know, and I'm with y'all 100% behind the veterans. I've got a whole wall dedicated to my courtroom today. So I agree with that. I by no means do I want to displace any of your veterans. So, but I appreciate y'all thinking about it. I appreciate all the work Kurt's done on it. Chris for bringing the workshop.
He's the guy.
I can only imagine the amount of work he put into it. Because I didn't get to see it.
I'm sorry. Girl.
You have to have a vivid imagination. Hey.
So, Judge,
is this mic working?
Just to be clear,
yes, sir.
You're good with everything he's got drawn on his plan.
We can make that work with the schematic I gave y'all that Kurt had drawn up. Jeremiah's always can't even walk in there. It's so small. you know, where we're at now.
That's because his head's so big.
Well, he takes most of it up. No.
And Mark, you're good with it? What's on that?
That was where I was going to put it.
Yeah, that's what I think. Make sure Mark was too.
If we are going to move forward with this, I don't want to come back in 2 months and say, you know, well, this is what we talked about. Well, this don't work for some reason. Obviously, if something unforeseen comes up, that's one thing.
Right.
But if there's any hesitation or any question, please tell us now.
We can tweak the drawing to fit whatever's needed on either side and print it out, send it to anybody. So if they have any changes before, it would be cosmetic on the inside, not necessarily the full construction. I don't see where there would be a lot of, unless we move a wall. That would be the only thing on the project.
I think the layout of what's in there now is good enough. We're just updating it all, and then the new addition with the new bathrooms and stuff added to it, most of that's going to be minimal.
So JP2.
We're not having to add a lot of stuff outside. Yeah. We're not having to add a new sewer system. We're not having to add a new water system. We got all of that.
Yeah.
So that saves us a lot of money in that location.
The JP2 was added on in 1998. So when Marlon Shelton was judge over there, we added on to the building when I came here in 97. It was added on in 98. And that's what you have right now. The building was built in 1970. Just 29 years ago.
And Judge Jenkins' name will be on that building somewhere?
Oh, absolutely. It would be a big old sign on there.
That's an inside joke.
Inside. There you go.
Yeah,
you're on your own now.
No. I'm really good, man.
You
right.
Said you had my back.
Yeah. Anybody else got right any more questions? Any more questions, thoughts, concerns?
I know. We have so much humor.
Got to make humor out of this stuff, because if you don't, you'll go crazy.
You'll go crazy.
Okay. If there is nothing else, we can adjourn unless anybody's got anything else.
Thank everybody for coming and being open.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. All right, we are adjourned.